Kroger Tenderay Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. Kroger Tenderay Beef. It's delicious. Yes, ladies, there's one word that fits Kroger Tenderay Beef to a T. Delicious. Why, it couldn't be anything else but delicious. For Kroger Tenderay is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tenderay method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tenderay method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. Yes, when you buy Kroger Tenderay beef, you'll find it's luscious red, rich in savory juices, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. No other beef so fresh can be so tender, yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. What's more, Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So ladies, next time you shop, buy Kroger Tenderay beef. It's delicious. Always fresh, always tender. It's the finest beef value in town. Get Kroger Tenderay beef soon at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. It's a little past the middle of the evening, and the rest of the house is asleep. Penny Gibbs is sitting in one of the two big easy chairs in her living room, just thinking. Young Nora Lang is sitting in the other big easy chair just across the coffee table. She's been thinking, too, but then breaks the silence with...
Penny?
Mm-hmm.
What have you been thinking?
Oh, about nothing particular and everything in general, Nora. I guess I was just daydreaming.
You know, for a minute, I thought you were asleep.
Oh, both of us should be. What time is it?
10 o'clock.
Oh, I thought it was much later than that.
It feels a lot later to me, too. Freddie said he and Helen were working late, but I had no idea he meant this late.
Oh, darling, don't let it upset you. Freddie and Helen will have to work for many nights for the next month or so.
Yes.
She's never worked with books before, and Freddie can't spend his working hours teaching her.
Oh, crickets, Penny, I'm not upset. I mean, I'm not upset because they're working late. It's just getting to be an hour where I wonder if anything happened to them out on the highway.
It's a dangerous road at night.
Especially where the people from the city drive down. You think sometimes they're trying to get from city to city without ever having to look at the country between.
Don't blame all the fast driving on city people. Some of Rossville's own think an automobile has to go 70 before it's even moving.
Yes, that is true. I wonder what people did for speed in the horse and buggy days.
Oh, I suppose they went for a breathtaking 10 or 12 miles an hour and scared themselves to death. Nora, How's your father? I haven't heard either one of you say much about him lately.
Oh, he's fine, Penny. Up and around, outdoors at least half the day. Well, he doesn't even look as if he's been sick.
Good. Suppose you feel a lot better about him when you and Freddie are back in your own house again.
Oh, yes, it'll be a lot nicer being near him than so far away. Mm-hmm. And when we're living practically on the farm itself, why, I won't have to worry about Freddie driving down that awful road to Rossville every night. You're going to spend weekends with us this spring and summer, aren't you, Penny?
Yes, as often as I can.
And Crickets, I promise you the house won't burn down every time you spend the night with us.
No, I hope not. When will the house be repaired, do you know?
No, I don't, because there's still some delay in getting materials, Freddie says. Of course, I don't know much about those things. They have to get a certain type of wood or size of wood or something.
Building and repairing a house is a lot more complicated than it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what about Helen Burroughs? Has Freddie agreed to let her live in your house when it's ready?
Yes, he has, Penny. A little reluctantly, though.
They're still not getting along too well, is that it?
Well, a little better than they were at first. I still can't understand why Freddie is so afraid of her.
Well, I suppose it's her past performance, Nora. I guess Freddie isn't as ready to forgive and forget as we are. And maybe it's just as well.
Well, it's all right with me as long as he isn't rude to Helen. Oh, Penny, I want her to be happy, and I want her to know that she has a few friends, people who like her and trust her. It's the only way she'll ever stop being so
explosive.
Hmm? Yes, that's a good word, explosive. She is the closest thing to human dynamite I've ever known.
Well, she's not quite as fatally explosive as dynamite, but she sometimes does have to be handled with care.
But only when she's hurt, Penny. So the only thing to do is try not to hurt her. That's why Freddie worries me a little. Unless he tries to be friendly with her, she's going to be hurt, and then things will be simply awful. Cricket, you don't know how awful.
Yes, I do, Nora. I've seen her angry. Well, I'd rather not see it again.
I hope you don't. I hope neither of us do. But, Penny, What were you thinking a little while ago when you were sitting there with your eyes closed? Was it really everything in general?
No, not really.
I didn't think so. It was about that letter from Johnny Keith, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was thinking about Johnny for a little while, but only part of the time.
Divided thoughts mean divided interests. Who shared your thoughts with Johnny? Or do I know?
You know.
Dr. Evans, of course.
Nora. Nora, he asked me to marry him yesterday.
Yesterday?
But, Nora, you're just like everybody else. You had me practically in love with Joe before I even knew him.
Well, maybe so, but you liked him the minute you knew him, didn't you?
Well, of course I liked him, didn't you, as soon as you got to know him?
Oh, yes, but that's different.
How is it different? I don't think it's different at all.
Well,
I don't know what's the matter with everyone. All I have to do is be nice to some young man and let him be nice to me, and immediately they think I'm going to marry him.
Well, aren't you? Aren't you going to marry Dr. Evans?
I don't know.
Well, Cricket, you're going to have to give him some kind of an answer, aren't you? I mean, if he asks you to marry
him... Yes, I have to give him an answer. He wants one soon.
You know, Penny, it's none of my business, but I think it's a shame that Dr. Evans is quitting Hetherton Hospital. And, you know, it could be that if he knew you were going to marry him, he wouldn't quit the hospital.
I know that, darling. That's one of the reasons I've given so much thought to marrying Joel. Oh, Nora, I can't promise to marry a man just because he'll throw away a career if I don't. It wouldn't be fair to either one of us.
Well, then, you really don't love him, do you?
I don't know, Nora. I'm certainly very fond of him. I think I could love him, but... Oh, I don't know. Maybe I already do. Odd as it may sound, I have more practical things than love on my mind right now.
More practical?
Well, Mrs. Carlton's almost over her cold and should be able to go out in a few days.
Oh, really?
That means I'll be occupied with the opening of the center for a while.
Oh, well, will Hazel Peter and her friends be there this time?
I think so. At least I hope so. Of course, I don't know for sure because I haven't heard from Hazel yet, but I imagine that Wendy told her he isn't seeing me anymore.
Penny, I heard about the conversation he had with Mr. Billings. Cricket, but Wendy must have been surprised when Mr. Billings said he was pleased that you and Wendy were going to be married.
According to Jed, he was scared to death. Oh, poor Wendy. I wonder if he's left town.
Oh, Freddie. Oh, I was beginning to worry about you.
Oh, we just got through work, Nora. Oh. Hi, Gibbsy.
Hello, Freddie. Where's Helen?
Well, she just went upstairs to wash and change her dress. I'm going to take her out for a bite to eat now.
Well, there's plenty to eat right here.
Oh, thanks, Gibbsy, but it's much too late to go digging into the icebox and messing up a lot of dishes.
Well, crickets, Freddie, why didn't you and Helen eat on your way in from the farm?
Well, I wanted to, but Helen said she didn't want to go into any place looking the way she does now. Where are you going, Gibbsy?
I think I'll go upstairs and go to bed, Freddie. It's kind of late, and I'll have to be up early in the morning.
Well, it's not so late.
Freddie, it's after 10.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I didn't realize that. I guess it seems kind of funny because I'm taking Helen out then, doesn't it? I wonder Gibbsy walked out on us. Guess she thinks we're all set for a nice big family squabble.
No, Freddie, there's nothing for us to quarrel about. I think it's very nice of you to take Helen out this evening, and, well, I guess being just a little after 10 isn't awfully late.
Look, I'll tell Helen no dice, and we'll snack on something here.
No, you said you'd take her out, so take her out.
I'm
so glad to see you and Helen getting along. I think it's kind of a good idea for you to take her out.
Is there another wife in the world like you, Nora? I doubt it.
I hope there isn't. Freddie, I'll need some money for the sewing machine repair man. He's coming tomorrow.
Look,
and
Nora, all I have is $5, but
$5? But crickets, Freddie, you had a lot more than that last night.
Well, I know, but I spent it, Nora. I took Helen to dinner last night.
To dinner last night? I thought you and Helen were at the farm last night.
We were, but we had to eat. So I took her up the highway to that little roadhouse, and we had something to eat there.
Well, Freddie, just across the yard from the office is Daddy's house, and there's more to eat there than any restaurant for miles around.
Yeah, I know, but it was kind of late, and Dad was asleep, and I didn't want to disturb him, Nora. Besides, Helen wanted to go to that roadhouse.
Oh, I know, but, Freddie, that's expensive.
I know, honey, but Helen was going to toss a fit if I didn't take her to that place down on the highway. You didn't want that, did you?
No, of course not.
And you want me to be nice to her, don't you?
Yes, Freddie, but we can't afford...
Well, I...
She comes.
Oh, hi, Helen. Didn't take you long to clean up, did it?
Just a fresh dress on the body, a little soap and water on the face. Hi, Nora.
Oh, hi. You look awfully nice, Helen.
Well, for me, maybe I do. All set, Freddie?
I will be in just a minute. I have to run upstairs and wash up a little myself. Be right down.
Well, take your time, Freddie.
Well, how do you like working in the office at the farm, Helen?
Oh, it's okay. I'm a little slow learning to work those books, but I'm going to catch on pretty soon, I guess.
Oh, I'm sure you will. And you'll like the farm this spring and summer. It's beautiful out there.
Yeah, I guess it is. Funny place for little Helen, a farm. But I guess you figure it's a good place for me, don't you? What with the pig pen you've got out there.
Oh, Helen, please stop talking like that.
When I'm sure nobody's thinking like that.
No one's thinking like that. Besides... You're thinking of nasty old hogs. I think the little pigs we have are cute. They're kind of fun to carry around.
Well, I'll try it someday and see if I get a laugh out of it. Say, you're not sore because Freddie's taking me out to feed my face, are you?
Oh, no, Helen. I think he should after making you work so late tonight.
Well, it's my own fault I have to work so late. I don't learn so quick. But when I get the hang of things, Freddie will be home on time.
Well, Helen, I wasn't worried, only that maybe something had happened when you were driving in. You know, that highway from the farm is an awfully dangerous road.
Well, Freddie drives careful. That's all you've got to beef about, huh? And me and Freddie don't come in till after 10 o'clock and then go out again? You're okay, Nora. I like you.
I like you, Helen.
I wish I could believe that.
Why don't you?
Because I... Well, okay, I will. And look, will you believe me if I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you for being a swell egg and for inviting me to come and live with you for a while. Yeah, honey. And someday you'll know why I want to thank you. And how.
So Helen Burroughs has expressed her thanks to Nora for being so kind to her. But isn't there a touch of sarcasm in Helen's sweetness and a foreboding of trouble to come? And will Penny tell Joel that she'll marry him? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. There's just no two ways about it, ladies. Kroger Tender Ray Beef is simply delicious. It's the best-eating beef you ever tasted. For Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. What's more, besides offering you the best-eating beef you've ever tasted, Kroger also gives you more meat for your money. Here's the reason. You get more meat, less waste, because Kroger has a special way of cutting beef. Before Kroger cut beef is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Mind you, that's before your purchase is weighed and priced. So you get more meat for your money. Remember, to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray beef. And ladies, please remember this about the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. Kroger Tender Ray Beef is an exclusive Kroger value, available only at your neighborhood Kroger store. And at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money, because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger Tender Ray Beef. The finest beef value in town. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.